What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. We are talking with Josie Myers right now. Today, we are highlighting you, the listener of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, giving you a chance to share your athletic training story with the whole world. Josie is a student. She is a high school student and lives in North Carolina. Huge fan of the Carolina Panthers, and it's also part of her story, but she's going to tell us some of that here. So, Josie, welcome, and tell us about, how did you learn about athletic training?
I found athletic training through my own rehab and my own medical struggles. I was actually diagnosed with something called reflex sympathetic dystrophy when I was 13. And this was a very hard diagnosis. And I went from being a completely healthy teenager to having to see practically every medical specialist under the sun. So I kind of fell in love with several of the medical specialties that I unfortunately had to see, and I tried to figure out how I could combine those into several or to a career that I would love. And that's when I kind of found athletic training through research and kind of fell in love. And then I connected it to the Carolina Panthers and kind of then fell in love with the Carolina Panthers athletic trainers. And it's been nothing but a passion from there.
All right. So tell me a little bit more about how you connected with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, so it actually started last season in training camp. We go down to South Carolina for their training camp every year as a family. And this season, past season, I took a poster that said, "Mark Sherminsky, I'm coming for your job." And Mark Sherminsky is actually the assistant athletic trainer with the Carolina Panthers. And I just wanted to show him how much I appreciated his work, because he was really the first person I connected the name and face to with the career of athletic trainer. So I took my poster down there and waded through the mobs of people trying to get Cam Newton and Greg Olsen's autograph or whatever, and actually got to see him. And he was just shocked. He said in his 20 years of athletic training, he never had anyone want to talk to him or approach him like that. So that was a very special moment. And from then on, I've just connected with his family and with the other athletic trainer families through Instagram and other social media.
Very cool. Yeah, it'd be very strange. I mean, when I go out onto the field, sometimes I'll have my students cheering, "Jackson, Jackson," you know, like especially at soccer games, they love to do that. So, but having someone hold a poster saying, you know, I want to be like you, it would be very strange for an athletic trainer. So good job. Way to be creative.
Yeah, I think he thought it was a little bit interesting, but it was so fun. And it's now hanging in my room and I look at it every day, and it's a source of inspiration for me. And the Panthers athletic trainers, they've kind of become something to focus on. Like I said before, I've been dealing with this illness for several years, and you really get caught up in that. It becomes the center of your life almost. And to really start to begin to heal and get better, you need to find something else that you're passionate about, something else to put your focus on. And so for me, that has been athletic training, and to have something to focus on that's not my illness has been tremendous. And it has actually done more for my healing and more for my recovery than any form of medication or any procedure has done for me. So I find it to be quite amazing.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit more about that. How has athletic training or focusing on athletic training helped you?
It's definitely given me something to it's taken my attention off of it. So instead of maybe researching different treatments for RSD, I will research different schools that have athletic training in my state, or watch videos on YouTube or whatnot. But it definitely has given me something to focus on. And I think once you shift your focus from your illness to something more positive, the kind of emotional side of your illness will kind of start to melt away a little bit, and you can go on to lead a more happy and healthier life. And I definitely think that's what I've been doing.
Gotcha. All right. So what has been your personal experience with athletic trainer besides meeting and interacting with the Panthers staff?
So yeah, there was one really special interaction that actually happened the day after the Super Bowl. So the Panthers, of course, went to the Super Bowl this season, and that was a really exciting and emotional time for myself and my family. We just love the Panthers to death, and to see them go to the Super Bowl and lose, it was quite sad to see them lose. But we actually traveled to Charlotte the day after the Super Bowl to welcome the Panthers back home to Charlotte. And I again took a poster because I am the poster girl when it comes to athletic trainers for the Panthers. But I had a poster and it said, thank you, athletic trainers. It was very simple. And I was actually talking with the athletic training intern for the Panthers as they were coming back to the stadium. And I said, I'm here. I'm in the front row. If you see me, say hi. And of course, there was just mobs of people. And so I don't think any of them saw me right then. But I got a message from the intern athletic trainer right as they were walking back and leaving. And he actually walked back up to me and said hi and introduced himself and gave me a big hug. And that was a really special moment. His name's Steve LeBay. And I look up to him a lot. And I think I look up to intern athletic trainers and athletic trainers who maybe aren't at the prime of the career or just getting started, because I think as an individual and as a young individual, it's very difficult for me to say, here's where I'm going to be in 30 years and here's how I'm going to get to it. And so to look at an intern athletic trainer who is at the beginning of their career, it's really easy for me as a 16-year-old to say, hey, that's who I want to be like when I'm 10 years down the road. And so I think I look up to him a lot, but that was just a really special interaction for me.
All right. And if I'm not mistaken, the Panthers have hired female interns before, summer interns, right?
Yeah. As far as summer interns.
Right.
Yeah. I think they focus more on college for interns, but that's definitely something I would like to do when I'm in college, is intern with them. I think it would be an exciting experience. But for now, I'm just excited to go back down to training camp this summer and watch them do their thing, because it's so exciting for me. It's really, I look forward to that more than I look forward to seeing any of the players.
Right, but I remember seeing an article about a summer intern. And when they do the internships, it's college athletic trainers, and usually it's like junior or seniors that do the internships. But I think I remember seeing one that was that Carolina had female interns, which most teams are only male interns, because most of the profession and most of the athletic trainers in professional football are males. And so I think Carolina had female student interns, right?
Yeah, they had a female it might have been last training camp, but and actually now we're seeing pictures from the Panthers OTA camps and there are females on the field, and that's really exciting. And I've actually really loved the podcast that you did about female struggles in athletic training, and it just reinforced a lot of the things that I think about when it comes to being a female and as I start my career in this field. But I don't see gender when I see this. It's not about being female, and I don't think that's going to in any way prohibit me from advancing in athletic training. But I'm really excited to be part of, hopefully be part of the integration of female athletic trainers into the NFL, because that's my ultimate goal. I definitely want to work in the NFL one day. But to see more females, that's very exciting for me. That gives me more people to look up to, and that kind of is a great way to set the tone for my career.
Very cool. Tell me, what is your current situation as far as athletic training? I know you said you've kind of been in and out of school with your recent diagnosis. So are you working with the athletic trainer now? What's the plan there moving forward?
Yeah. So for the first 2 years of high school, I actually missed the first semester of high school altogether. I was too sick to even do it. I mean, I'm talking, I had to learn how to walk again. I had to learn how to tie my own shoes again. So I lost complete function. And so I had to spend my first year of high school really gaining that function back and reintegrating myself back into the real world. But this year, my sophomore year, I've just been trying to regain my strength and cultivate all my good study habits and really figure out what I want to do. And so junior year, I will be both physically and academically eligible to shadow the athletic trainer. And so I'm really looking forward to doing that, because I think it will just help me so much in realizing that this is actually the career I want.
All right. So again, I know what the scene is here in Texas, but what in North Carolina, what does the student athletic training aid program kind of look like? How many kids do y'all have there in the program?
I think my school does it a little bit differently. We have our athletic trainer is contracted out from a orthopedic group. So he takes a college student every semester, but he will just take student volunteers to do it. So it's not really a formal program, more so just like a long-term shadowing position. But nonetheless, I think it will be a great opportunity and definitely give me some ground to stand on when applying to other athletic training programs in terms of colleges.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's quite a few athletic trainers, even just Melissa, the person we were talking to right before you, she was not an athletic trainer in high school at all. So she did it. She was an athlete in college and then went to the athletic training room and decided to change what she was doing. So even if you're not, you know, getting all the skills and things that you would if you were in, say, my program, you're still learning and you're motivated and you're intentional. So there's still plenty of room for you to grow and develop into one of those athletic trainers that you want to be.
Yeah, I'm completely jealous. Whenever I listen to your podcast and I hear about what you're doing with your students and how you guys have a sports medicine class or athletic training class, I think your students are incredibly lucky. We don't, unfortunately, don't have that here in North Carolina. It's not very prevalent, but I really wish it would be because I know that there are so many students who could benefit from it, even if they're not intending to go into athletic training or sports medicine. But I think you just learn a lot of good skills to have in life. And so, yeah, I wish we had classes like that, but I think I'm going to try to make do with shadowing until college.
Yeah, there you go. Make the best of the opportunity. That was one of the life lessons somebody shared yesterday, was just making the best of each opportunity. So I think it seems like you're doing that now, but keep going there. All right, Josie, what's one of the life lessons you've learned so far?
I think I've learned that it's not going to be a straight path. Your career path, your educational path, it's not straight. It is curved and looped, and you just have to go with it and take everything as a learning opportunity and not taking anything for granted. It's definitely and being willing to change and to grow and not feeling like anything is ever permanent.
Very good. All right, and if you were to give a piece of advice to, let's do this, I'm gonna allow you two. So you're gonna give a piece of advice to people who are older than you, like people you look up to, and then one that people who are younger than you, people that may look up to you. So let's start with somebody that is wanting to follow kind of what you're doing.
I would say you have to be in control of your success. You're in control. So if you want something, it's up to you to go after it and get it. And everything is not going to be handed to you on a platter. You have to work for it, and you have to define what you want and go after it. And once you go after it, it shows people that you're serious about what you're doing and what you want to do, and they'll take you more seriously, and you will be so much better off.
All right, and then somebody like me, what is something that, some advice you might have for somebody like me?
I would say, oh, that's hard. I would say keep teaching and keep doing what you do to help others and help bring up the next generation of athletic trainers or sports medicine healthcare providers, that there's people watching you. And that's might be something hard to think about, but there's people watching you, and we're gonna follow your work, and that just keep doing what you're doing.
All right, very good. So that is definitely an encouragement for athletic trainers in general. There is always somebody watching you. You're always going to be leading somebody either into or away from the field of athletic training. So great advice, Josie. Now, three people you would like to say thank you to and why?
Oh, okay. Mark Sherminsky from the Carolina Panthers. He was the first person and first athletic trainer that I really connected to the field of athletic training. And he has been an incredible just person to look up to, and he's just been such a part of the Panthers family, and he's such an amazing athletic trainer, and I would look up to him and always give him credit for getting me into the field of athletic training. And then I would say Steve LeBate. He's the, like I talked about earlier, he's the intern with the Carolina Panthers. It's amazing, and He showed me that you can be young and you can be successful, and you can work with a organization like the Panthers. So that I look up to him. And then I would have to say my mom. My mom puts up with all my talk about athletic training. It's a really a deep passion for me, and it's something I take very seriously. And she puts up with it. She puts up with me screaming at the TV every time an athletic trainer pops up. She puts up with all my Google searches and talk at the dinner table. So she's really supportive, and she's I can't wait for her to see me on the field, sports field one day doing my thing.
Very cool. Josie, thanks for joining us on the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I really enjoy the passion that you have, and I think that's going to be one of the things that really drives you to do well, to be like Sue Falzon or Sonny Gisson there at the Steelers. And so just continuing to work hard, taking advantage of every opportunity like you said you'd like to, I think you will do well. And if it's not in the pro team, then maybe you're leading the next generation of students in high school or something like that. So congratulations on what you've accomplished so far, coming through your sympathetic reflex. There's another word in there I missed. What is that?
Reflex sympathetic dystrophy.
All right, there you go. And so congratulations on coming through that, working through that, and staying focused. And I'm glad that you've chosen athletic training as your focus and your passion to help drive you through that. So
yeah, thank you. And thank you for making such an awesome podcast. It's definitely been a great tool for me to learn about things that I didn't even think would be a part of the career. So it's been a great tool, and I look forward to continue to use that to learn so much.
Very cool. All right, Josie. Well, thanks, and have a great day at school today. I know you got to skip school for the morning, so you could be part of the podcast. So have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.